The National Pulse with Ashraf Garda. Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m.
Tell you what, there's no way we can avoid elections. It's that important. It's a month away from now. We must talk about it. Google as well, getting in on the Election Act. They have a plan in supporting election integrity. And we're going to talk about that as part of our daily innovation and marketing features that we have on the show here, right? So with me is Abongile Mashele, who's the Senior Manager for Government Affairs and Policy at Google. Good chatting to you, Abongile. Thanks for joining us. You're live on the National Pulse.
Good afternoon, Ashraf. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. So I'm very interested first in the premise in supporting election integrity. How does Google do that? Do I need to Google it for an answer?
Elections integrity. Apologies, my line is not very clear. I hope you can hear me clearly. Well, if you look at the number of South Africans that we have online, about 75% of South Africans are connected online. So there's no way you can talk about integrity, electoral processes, and remove digital platforms. South Africans are engaging on digital platforms. South Africans are engaging with candidates on digital platforms. So as a technology company, it's important for us to make sure that we have the necessary safeguards that will protect the integrity of the electoral processes. So from our side as a company, that would be your Google search, that would be your YouTube, that would be your Gemini, or any platform where there is content. There's interactive engagements between the members of the public to ensure that at least we have mechanisms to deal with some of the harms that can emanate in electoral periods. One of those would be harmful content such as misinformation and disinformation. I think we've seen over the years the impact that can have on any matter of public interest, particularly elections. It could be hate speech, incitement of violence, etc. So all those areas of harm, as a company, we have a social responsibility to make sure that we have mechanisms to respond to them. Now, how we do that, firstly, it's by making sure that we always search with credible information. So when you search for information on Google search, we search with credible information that will tell you exactly what is happening if you're looking for the nearest voting station, if you are looking for procedures on how to vote. Our search engine will surface information that is linked to the IEC website, similar to YouTube as well as Gemini. And secondly, how do we safeguard our own platforms from abuse by enforcing our policies, be it our political advertising policies, as well as our content moderation policies that we have across the platform. And thirdly, security, especially of political players online. They literally need to have security safeguards, understand how to safeguard their channels, their platforms, to ensure that they are not prone to attacks. So as a company, we have a strategy that looks at all those elements, and we basically are just sharing the information with members of the public. It's something that we do on a daily basis as a company, but it's just important to elevate it at this time so that people can also know if they need to report things that are happening on our platform, where they should do that.
So, I mean, it's interesting that you've, you know, created this public interface for what is company policy, but therefore, if someone, you know, I mean, typically, what sort of questions would people Google in terms of Google search around South Africa's election, and what are they likely to expect?
I am so sorry, Ashraf. I did not hear what.
And I know you said your line is bad. So I was saying that, you know, yeah, in anticipation of the elections, I mean, Google would anticipate the type of questions that you expect the public to put in their Google search, right?
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly why we have what we call an organized search results page. So we know what would be the type of questions that members of the public would be asking, not on who to vote for, we wouldn't want to get involved there, but on just the basic voter relevant information, such as where to vote, how to vote, where do you find your nearest voting station. So in preparation for that, we actually work with the IEC so that when those questions are prompted on Google search, the answers would come up on Google search, but there's also a link directly to the IEC website so that members of the public can get the most credible information as opposed to any website that an individual may have created that probably has the same information that members of the public would think is accurate when in most instances it is not.
Well, I'm certainly going to attempt that that Google search, and I'm sure many people listening will do the same. Probably the one you're not going to have an answer with is this question: how to win an election? Don't answer it. I don't think you're going to have an answer to that.
But... and we've asked Gemini not to answer that question.
Well, there you are. Abongile Mashele, the Senior Manager for Government Affairs and Public Policy at Google. Again, Google, your friend, that is, in the upcoming election.